Hello. Welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming here once again this wonderful day. And I believe you've been blessed by all that we've shared so far. Today, I want us to go a step further by talking about the weakness of the law. You know, even though the law is actually God Himself, it's a representation, it testifies of God Himself. The Bible says that it's a testimony, it's a witness. Witness of who? The testimony or the witness of God. And has life in itself, you know. The Bible says the law is good, the law is just, the law is holy, the law is spiritual, the law is perfect in its nature. But in its function, it has problems, you know. So there's a weakness of the law. There's a great weakness of the law. When you read in Romans chapter 8, I'm reading from verse 1, the Bible says that there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a law called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And I'll expand on it for you tomorrow. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. You see, what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 3 says, for what the law could not do. The law could not do something. He says, in that it was weak through the flesh. The law could not make anybody righteous. You know, it was sent so that men could look at it and live a righteous life. You know, there was the righteousness of the law, but nobody could attain to the righteousness of the law. And the fault was not because of anything, but because of the weakness that the law had. You know, the weakness that the law had. He says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. You see, when you read in Romans chapter 7, the Bible mentions and typifies or describes the law as a husband. You know, that the law is a husband. But the law is like a perfect husband who is married to a wonderful woman and has had 10 children with the woman, you know, and has built a very nice house for the woman. You know, all the bedrooms are self-contained with everything in the room, you know, with all these 10 children, okay? But this husband does not want to see anybody doing anything for him apart from his wife. He wants his wife to cook 3 meals a day and doesn't want the wife to have any helper. You know, he wants the wife to do every single thing in the house. Yet he doesn't want the house to be dirty. He doesn't want the house, he doesn't want the children destroying things. He wants everybody to be in order. He wants the wife to clean the house and put the house in order, make sure that the rooms are kept neat at all times, the bathrooms are kept neat at all times, have his 3 square meal and still take care of the children. But he won't do anything. He's a perfect husband who gives instructions and doesn't lift a finger to help. That is a terrible husband. I'm not sure the wife can survive more than 3 days. She'll collapse because you have to work from sun up to sundown. No human being can do that. That's how the law is. The law is a perfect husband. But the weakness of the law is that even though it is perfect, it cannot help anybody to do what he is instructing to be done. So the law keeps saying things. The law says things. Do this, do that. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. But it doesn't help you to fulfill or do what he's saying you should do. Hallelujah. Now when you read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says that, is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. The law could not give life, even though it was impregnated with life. You remember the name of the law is Logia Zonta, lively oracles. Oracles are impregnated with life, but it could not give that life that it was impregnated with to anybody. It couldn't make anybody righteous, and it couldn't give the life of God to anybody. Even though it had life in itself, the law has life in itself, but it cannot give anybody life. He says, if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. Hallelujah. So the law ministers death rather than life. You know, in the Old Testament, the day Moses received the law and came down from the top of the mountain to the children of Israel, that same day was the day of Pentecost. And when he came and saw them worshipping an idol, all he did was he just smashed the tablets that had been given to him. And that day, the Bible says about 30,000 people perished. The day the law was given, 3,000 people died. But when you read in the New Testament, the day that the Holy Spirit came, you know, 3,000 people received life, received the life of God. So the law gives death, administers death. When you read in 2 Corinthians, let's look at 2 Corinthians very quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 5. It says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth. You see, he says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And he says, but if the administration of death written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall the administration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the administration of condemnation be glory, much more does the administration of righteousness exceed in glory. Have you seen it? He calls the law the administration of death, because on that day many died. Many died. 30,000 people died. But on the day when Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to us, when the born-again experience was experienced by men, that same day 3,000 people received the life of God and became children of God. It's a very big difference. So if you, the law has a great witness, and there's no need, or there's no way a man can go by the law. A man must live by the grace of God that administers unto us life. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.